It's Friday, February 24th, 2023. Welcome to episode 42.
Life, the universe,
everything
of the Alameda Postcast, an audio service of the Alameda Post. I'm your host, Scott Peeler. In this edition of the Postcast, the City Council gives the go-ahead to a new city aquatic center. The Alameda International Film Festival was one of many events affected by Sunday's power outage. Alameda Police no longer offering steering and pedal locks, but still have some tips to keep your car safe. Our own Jeff Camber has a new title. Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development wants to connect you to state incentive programs. Get to know more about the rich history of Alameda. SpongeBob heads to St. Joseph's, and the animal shelter needs your help. These stories and more on this episode of the Alameda Postcast. Our top story, as reported in episode 25, in October, the City Council approved the creation of a new City Aquatic Center to be located at Gene Sweeney Park. This week, the Council voted to fund the project. Scope of the project includes competitive and recreational pools, locker rooms, office space, a community room, and a parking lot. Project also includes a community garden, the Alameda Free Library Tool Lending Library, moving the southern fence to the new city property line, and performing site grading and infrastructure installation. In October, the cost of the project was estimated at between $22 and $25 million. At last Tuesday's meeting, that figure was placed conservatively at $30 million. The council voted to fund half from the city's general fund and the remainder from certificates of participation, a long-term financing technique secured by leasing. This was chosen over a general obligation bond, which would have offered a lower interest rate but requires two-thirds voter approval and a delay to the start date. With potential revenue from rentals, lessons, camps, and classes, it has been estimated that 80% or more of the center's cost could be recovered from these new income streams. Councilmember Malia Vella expressed concern about long-term funding for staffing and upkeep and what it means for the city's use of Emma Hood and Encinal pools. The funding vote passed 4-0, with Councilmember Vella abstaining. City staff will now proceed with securing funding and finalizing design concepts. Among the considerations, whether to install a 30-meter or a 50-meter pool. 50-meter pools commonly referred to as Olympic-sized. In other business, the council voted unanimously to transition the fire department care team from a pilot program to an ongoing program. The mental health emergency team responded to 1,146 requests over a 12-month period, providing an alternative to police involvement. Council also voted to allocate general funding for the program and seek additional local, state, and federal resources. Additionally, the council amended the agreement with the Village of Love Foundation to provide services in a fourth emergency supportive housing unit at 2845 Pearl Harbor Road. This fourth emergency housing unit will house up to six individuals, with priority given to Alameda seniors and the medically fragile. Finally, in the face of increased general fund revenue, the council amended the fiscal year budget and approved changes to the city workforce. City staff anticipates a general fund surplus of $2.1 million by the end of the fiscal year. For full details on Tuesday's council meeting, see Karen Jensen's article at alamedapost.com/news. Where were you when the lights went out? Specifically, this past Sunday at 1 p.m. when a fire at a PG&E substation near 50th Avenue and Coliseum Way in East Oakland knocked out power to Alameda for 4 hours. Side note, when the power remained off for that time, I found myself thinking, could you imagine if this was last week during the Super Bowl? On a more serious note, for the most part, things went comparatively smoothly with a few notable exceptions. Three of the four drawbridges to the island were stuck in the open position, resulting in gridlock traffic. The outage also affected cellular transmission towers, resulting in decreased or non-existent service for many customers across multiple carriers. This demonstrated a new problem with power outages. We have become so reliant upon our mobile devices that taking them out of the equation creates new problems. Gone are the days when landlines continued to provide communication during blackouts. Our publisher, Adam Gillett, addressed these new developments in his editorial entitled, Are You Prepared? You can find it at alamedapost.com/op-ed. It includes links to some excellent resources to help you get prepared for the next time we're without power. Another personal note, this time a gentle reminder to drivers, when you come to an intersection with non-functioning traffic lights, treat it as a four-way stop. This is Driver's Ed 101 stuff, and I saw more than a few folks who could use a refresher course. Another impact of the outage, the award ceremony of the Alameda International Film Festival, which had to be moved outside under the Alameda Theater marquee at 4 p.m. A lack of power also canceled the second showing of the award-winning A Light Through Colored Glass. That showing has been rescheduled for March 4th. For a full wrap-up of the festival, including how to get tickets to A Light Through Colored Glass, visit alamedapost.com/features. With Kia and Hyundai owners especially plagued by a rash of thefts due to an exploited design flaw, the Alameda Police Department had great success with their free distribution of steering and pedal locks. Due to the overwhelming demand, those items are no longer available from APD, although they can be purchased from various merchants. APD wants to remind drivers that many thefts are crimes of opportunity and have provided a list of common sense tips to make your car less of a target. One of the biggest, as we reported earlier on the postcast, don't run your car unattended in an effort to warm it up before driving. For more tips, visit alamedapost.com/news. You may know Jeff Cambra as Moof's human companion from the Bear's Eye View column here on the Alameda Post. Well, Moof definitely has reason to be proud, as Jeff has been named director of the City of Alameda Healthcare District to serve out the last 2 years of the term of Mike Williams, who moved out of the area in 2022. After he was selected from a pool of 5 finalists, Jeff had this to say, quote, "I am honored to serve my community as a member of the Healthcare District's Board of Directors. I am eager to work with my fellow directors and the hospital staff to let the community know about their hospital and the many services offered." Mr. Cambra also serves on the board of directors of the Alameda Post. Details on his new role at alamedapost.com/news. The 2023 California Business Investment Guide, published by the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, or GoBiz, has been released. It features a comprehensive list of state incentive programs to help California businesses identify and use existing state funding resources for recovery and success. Every individual program is hyperlinked, so users can simply click to learn more. Find the article and those links at alamedapost.com/news. If you love the history of Alameda, the Post is your go-to. This week, Steve Gorman continues his look at the Fasken's Garden and its lasting impact on not only the Grand Station area around Grand and Lincoln, but the entire island as well. Find Steve's article at alamedapost.com/history. This weekend, make plans to join Dennis Evanosky as our walking history tours continue with Gold Coast Architecture, Caroline and Weber Streets. You can join us either Saturday or Sunday at 10 a.m. We'll meet at the intersection of Caroline and Fair Oaks. Tickets available at alamedapost.com/tours. Dennis has provided some great background to the tour. Find that article at alamedapost.com/history. St. Joseph Notre Dame High School is bringing the residents of Bikini Bottom to the stage as they present the SpongeBob musical, March 2nd through the 4th, at the Milonga Castlord Center for the Arts in Oakland. The Tony-winning show features original songs by a who's who of artists, including Yolanda Adams, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry of Aerosmith, Sarah Bareilles, Jonathan Colton, The Flaming Lips, Cyndi Lauper, John Legend, Panic at the Disco, Plain White Tees, They Might Be Giants, T.I., and more. Showtimes and tickets for this musical at alamedapost.com/events. While you're there, check out events for this weekend and beyond. Saturday, start your day with a trip to the Alameda Farmers Market, then head to the Myers House Museum for their monthly tour. Saturday afternoon at 3, enjoy a watercolor demonstration by Stephen Berry at the Frank Bett Center. On Tuesday, the Golden Gate Audubon Society and Friends of the Alameda Wildlife Reserve present a very special opportunity. As we've reported on the postcast, Alameda has been blessed with a nesting pair of bald eagles at Karika Park. Tuesday morning, you'll have a chance to see these magnificent birds as part of a guided group tour. Advanced registration is required. Again, details at alamedapost.com/events. The Friends of the Alameda Animal Shelter are still in need of help as they prepare to renovate the kennels for the first time in 40 years. They need to find forever or foster homes for all 30 dogs currently in their care. You can find details on their Facebook page or website, or see the Alameda Post article dated February 8th at alamedapost.com/features. Thank you for supporting local news for Alameda. See all the benefits of membership at alamedapost.com/memberships. Don't forget, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so your donation can help you out come tax time. Remember, you can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Mastodon. Find the Postcast wherever you get your podcast, or simply tell your smart device to play the Alameda Postcast podcast. I'm Scott Pueller, and I'll be back next Friday with episode 43 of Alameda Postcast.